Shalom, everybody. For this last FMT before Yom Kippur, I would like to share an idea about tshuva that comes from a most unlikely place. The Navi tells us in Sefer Yehoshua Perek Bet that the first city that was conquered by Yehoshua after Bnei Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael was Yericho. And the Navi tells us that Yehoshua sent spies to Yericho and they stayed in the home of Rachav Hazona. The Gemara Masechet Zvachim Daf Kuf Tet Zayin Amud Bet tells us that Rachav was indeed a zona, a woman of ill repute. Zona from the word znut, sexual immorality. And the Navi tells us that Rachav gave Yehoshua's spies valuable information. And when the army of Yericho came looking for those spies, she hid them and saved their lives. The Gemara there says that she was a zona for 40 years, beginning at the age of 10. And yet, after 40 years of working in such a terrible job, when she turned 50, she converted to Judaism. And the Gemara says that when she converted, she used the very items that she had used as a zona. She used those items to save the spies of Yehoshua. When she was a zona, she used the rope and the window and the flax to hide people when they were coming to her as a zona. People would hide under the flax and then they would climb out the window and use the rope so that they would not be discovered. The rope, the window, and the flax. And now she used those very same items, again, the rope, the window, and the flax, not to hide her customers, but to hide the meraglim. She now used those very same three items to help the meraglim escape from her home and from being noticed by the people in Yericho. And the Michilta says, and the Yalkut Shimoni says, that she turned to Hashem. And she said, Hashem, I sinned with those three things. Now forgive me with those very same three things. And we have to ask the general question, what is the message? What does this mean? And we have to ask a more specific question. Rachav was a zona again for 40 years. And there are proofs in the Gemara, in Masechet Ta'anit and elsewhere, that she was very famous, very well known. So the question is, why did she still need a rope and the window and the flax for her customers to visit her? Everyone knew who she was. Everyone knew what she did. Everyone knew why people visited her. Why'd they need to hide? Why'd they need to have a secret entrance and a rope to climb down and flax to hide under? Why'd they need to climb out the window? Rav Shimon Schwab, who died in 1995, asks these questions and shares a most beautiful answer that sheds light on tshuva in general. This answer can be found in his sefer on the Chumash called Ma'ayan Beit HaShoeva. It's in the Haftorah for Parshat Shlach. This episode is read as the Haftorah for Parshat Shlach. In any case, says Rav Schwab, this Gemara, this Medrash, these Psukim are telling us what inspired Rachav to convert, and it is teaching us about our tshuva. Rachav knew that everyone who visited her came for one reason. She knew that everyone knew what she did. And she was in Yericho, in the middle of Eretz Canaan, which was filled with immorality and decadence. And yet, despite all that, people were still slightly embarrassed. They still had a little amount of shame, a small amount of discomfort. After 40 years in business, she saw that there were still people who were embarrassed. They were so ashamed that they would only enter and leave in a clandestine fashion. And Rachav saw that as a tzelem Elohim. There was still something there, still some dignity, some divine spark that still burned ever so dimly in every person. And that, says Rav Schwab, is the way tshuva must begin. Tshuva can only begin when one recognizes that we still and always will have a tzelem Elohim. Tshuva can only begin if I do not give up on myself. If I believe that I am totally valueless, God forbid, if I view myself as worthless, then how can I do tshuva? God doesn't want my tshuva. God doesn't want me back. Chas v'shalom, if we realize that we've made mistakes, if we realize that we need to change our lives, but we also realize that I have a tzelem Elohim, when I realize that deep down inside me and deep down inside everyone, there is still value, there are sparks of holiness, that Hashem does want me back, that I have value, that I am special, then we can follow Rachav's path and return to Hashem. Wishing you and me and all of Klal Yisrael a gmar v'chatimah tova. Emir Tz Hashem, have an easy, meaningful, and effective fast, everyone.